At this time of the year, we're between two places. We're still in Christmas mode. After all, there are 12 days of Christmas. It doesn't feel like that somehow, and all the shops have taken their Christmas decorations down. I was in Silverburn a couple of days before Christmas, and the lass in Marks and Spencer's who served us was saying they take their decorations down on Christmas Eve, so to make room for the sales. But it's odd, the decorations went up and came down even before Christmas had started. We're between the birth of Jesus and the visit of the shepherds and the visit of the wise men, which we'll mark next week. But we're also between 2 years, so it seems fitting today to reflect on the turn from 2017 to 2018. 2017 has been an eventful year. The 45th President of the United States took office just under a year ago. To the press, he's the gift that keeps on giving. To many Americans, he's simply not up to the job, and they look back at the last president with some nostalgia, regardless of whether they voted for him or not. Who knows if this time next year, the Americans will be on their 46th president or not. We've seen the Duke of Edinburgh retire from solo engagements and watch the Queen on Christmas Day, thinking how remarkable she looks, and yet realising that before too long, there'll be a change in our most central institution. The government this time last year were hugely ahead in the polls, and at Easter, the Prime Minister invited the country to return her to an office with an increased mandate, so she could form a strong and stable government. I suspect whoever's bright idea that was has been told off. World affairs continue to trouble us. North Korea and the US still square up against each other. The Chinese president looks like he's trying to outbid Chairman Mao in his control of the country. Mr. Putin acts more and more like a grumpy czar. Even in Iran, there have been demonstrations the last few days against the government. The European Union is consumed with Poland trying to undermine its own democratic institutions and the desire of a small majority of Brits to leave. Turkey seems to have become more authoritarian, and a narrow nationalism which wants to turn its back on those in need has come to prominence in some European countries. So world affairs are a bit grim. On a more local and cheerful level, this time last year, some of you had interviewed me, and I've been invited to preach with a view to the Southside Cluster. 2017 for Ian and I has been exciting, with moving to a new city, meeting new people, learning a different version of the same language, learning to work in different ways, myself with three churches, Ian with two cities. In our church, we've seen changes. We've seen people re-engage with us. You have, I think, enjoyed having a regular minister with you most weeks. We've renewed the projector and have plans to improve the sound system. Sadly, we've lost Walter, but welcome Gordon into membership. We continue to reach out to Barhead through the cafe and have an influence in the town which far outstrips our size. Who knows what the year ahead will bring? Hopefully a better international situation, maybe more clarity on what this thing called Brexit will mean, and hopefully a stronger and more vibrant church here. The readings set for today help us in our reflections. Our first reading from Ecclesiastes is interesting. Known by the folk song, Turn, 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 the passage is famous, but not often one we think about. We don't know who wrote the book, nor when it was written, The best guesses cover 300 years, something between 180 and 450 years before Jesus. The writer had grown tired of the changes of life, and I would have thought life then may have been less complex than now. The writer had grown tired of its ups and downs, the way fortune worked out. He felt that all of life was meaningless. Some of you may remember the older English version of meaning, their vanity. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity, is how the older English versions of Ecclesiastes start. But that word vanity is better translated as meaningless. The writer thought that everything was meaningless. But yet he wasn't a cynic. He thought that there was still a reliable order that God had put in creation. He advocates humility, which is closely related for him to fear of the Lord. We are to recognize our own immortality in the face of God's eternity, but to be appropriately chastened. He writes, "I know that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it nor taken away. God has done this so that all should stand in awe." This isn't a bad attitude to develop at the turning point in the years. The writer wasn't criticizing humanity itself, but the silly things we get up to. That is meaningless when compared to God's eternity. Our second reading from the book of Revelation has the famous passage promising the new heaven and the new earth, where the heavenly Jerusalem, the abode of God, will be brought down to earth. This is no strange vision of the elect being grabbed and taken away from the earth, but a restoration, a renewal of earth, where all that is bad will pass away and God will live in the midst of his people. At the end of the old year and the starting of a new year, we're left with challenges. What will we let pass away? What will we be done with? What will we turn to in 2018? How will we seek to embody the gospel to those around us? How will we be signs of the coming kingdom, that new Jerusalem, where there'll be no more crying or pain or weeping or mourning? For just as we now live between 2 years, as Christians we live between 2 countries, the land we inhabit and the kingdom which is to come. As you came in, you were given a little gold-coloured sheet of paper with today's passage from Ecclesiastes on it, and a couple of questions at the bottom. Over the next week, use that slip of paper to help you decide what you need to turn from and what you need to turn towards. Will you pray with me? God of the years, be with us at this year's ending and help us to turn from resentment, anger, and bitterness. God of the years, be with us at this year's start, that we may turn to you, to love, to generosity. God of the years, help us to watch and work for the coming of your kingdom.